Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 251. Call this one Richmond Half Marathon 2017. It is the week of November 12th, 2017. And I ran the Richmond Half Marathon on November 11th with my good friend Ashland Bryan. It was a great time. Got a lot of good audio clips from it, so let's jump right in.
All right, it's just about 6:30 in the morning. I'm waiting for Ashland Bryan to come pick me up to head down to the Richmond Half Marathon. Hoping to meet up with Tim out of the Chattanooga area. He's running the full. We talked last night on the phone, try to meet up. And, of course, there's going to be several thousand people there. And so trying to find somebody that you don't know. I think I know what he looks like, but that should be interesting. He told me what he was wearing, and I told him I'd be wearing an obnoxious blaze orange knit cap. Up here in the center of the universe, it's about 24 degrees. Pretty cold for a race, uncharacteristically cold for this time of year. Looks like we'll have a beautiful sunrise, and there's no wind, so I think the conditions are going to be pretty good. Really, the hardest part will just be the standing around. 27 degrees down in Richmond around the start time. Looks like it'll top off about 34, according to the forecast. So that's not bad. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to hanging out with Bryan. I did a pace band for 2 hours and 15 minutes. So that's a 10:18 mile. That's I'm not sure if I can maintain that for the whole time, but I told Bryan I don't want to turn out a 2.5 hour marathon. I'd like to maybe run a little faster today, so we'll see. But it's clearly a fun run. It's a fun run, but here I just put a time constraint on myself. We'll see how it goes. I'll talk it over with Bryan once he picks me up and I get in the car. All right, Bryan just picked me up. It's about 6:32. His car thermometer says 27 degrees. Is that accurate, Bryan?
Yeah, it's been dropping. It started at 30, so I think it's probably mid-20s. Sounds about right.
Who really knows what the temperature is anyway, right?
Could be warmer in the city. Isn't it always warmer in the city?
Yeah. I looked that up. It says 27 at start time is the estimate according to the weatherchannel.com website, if that's accurate. So I think it's safe to say it's going to be pretty cold. There's no wind, so that's really nice. And I was just, I wanted to break the news to you, Bryan. I made a 2:15 pace band so we can see how far off our...
Awesome.
I don't know if we discussed trying to... I think we could probably run this faster than we ran the Patrick Henry Half Marathon in the heat, so...
I agree.
Maybe... So that's a 10:18 pace.
Oh, that's doable.
Why don't we try that for the first few miles and see how that works. And with our... And we planning to do the run walk.
Oh, yeah. Intervals?
Yeah, intervals.
Yeah.
So if we do that and maybe we just pick up the pace a little bit during the running portion, I think we'll be fine. So we're going to make our way down, look for a place to park, and find out and see all the other people jumping around because it's cold. I got hand warmers, throwaway gloves. I got a sweatshirt from my daughter's middle school. She's now a junior in high school, so I think it'd be okay to toss that. Liberty. I've probably worn this thing maybe 5 or 6 times in my life. It's just I don't wear red sweatshirts. And do you have anything to discard?
Nah.
So you're just going to leave it all in the car?
Yeah, well, this is going in the bag for bag check.
Oh, yeah. I got my bag here. I couldn't find any long pants other than those long running pants I have. I thought I had some nylon pants that I bought years ago when we used to walk our dog in the rain, thinking that's what you had to do when you're a dog owner. I was a new dog owner. Couldn't find those. I think those might have been discarded last year or the year before. Well, it wouldn't have been last year because we ran the 8K last year.
Yeah, we started then.
So I'm going to, and then I've got 2 jackets and a dry hat for, because the walk from the finish line back to our car.
I actually found they have a shuttle back to the.
They do?
Yeah. Back to the, from the finish back to where we're going to park at.
Oh, when did they start that?
Oh, no.
That was a really good idea. Okay, well, maybe I won't need all this. All right. Somebody just texted me. I'm not sure who. Might be the wife. I'm going to check on that.
My mind's racing.
All right. That was a text message from Ashland Bob. He's one of our running crew, so he was just wishing us the best. So, Brian, did you get enough sleep? And today, you feeling good today?
Feeling pretty good, yeah. Got some good sleep. I remember stirring once my head hit the pillow last night.
What was stirring?
My head. I don't remember stirring after.
Oh, stirring.
After my head hit the pillow, so I think I got a good night's sleep.
Time to go to bed.
Warmer. It was probably about 10, so a little later than I had hoped, but not too bad. I think I'm ready. So a few degrees warmer at the start would have been nice, but it'll be good running weather.
Well, it's 26 on the car's thermometer now. So
yeah, it finally settled out, so 26 seems to be the number.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, I went to bed pretty early. I watched the first half of the VCU game against Grambling State, Mike Rhodes' first, and they were crushing them. And then it turned out they beat them by 30 points. I saw. I told my wife, I said, I think I might want to follow VCU college, the college team this season. But I don't know how hard it is to follow college basketball because I don't follow it. I don't have a whole lifetime of following it. But I like Mike Rhodes. You know, we met him and we. Mike Rhodes, who's the, I'll say this for the listeners, he's the coach of Virginia Commonwealth University basketball team. They went to the Final Four some years, I don't know how many years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And the coach now is Mike Rhodes, who used to coach at Randolph-Macon here in Ashland. He went down to Rice for a few years, turned around that program. Just an all-around nice guy, family man, and so it's kind of neat to have he wouldn't know me. I don't think if we walked down the street and he passed me, he wouldn't call me out or anything, but a lot's been written about him, and we kind of feel like we know him because he used to live in our community. I watched that, went to bed, and stirred plenty. I guess I told you I've been kind of getting up around 3 o'clock for the last several days, so I got up, woke up like 3:27. And then next thing I know, it was 5 o'clock, and here we are. All right, it's about 6:50 a.m. The sun is up, so we're going to have sun. That helps a little bit.
29 degrees now.
29 degrees on the car thermometer. Came down Interstate 95 from the center of the universe. No traffic issues at all. And Brian is getting off at the Coliseum exit. We'll find a parking deck. What we'll do is, I might have already mentioned this, we park, and we did this last year too, and we ran the 8K, we park right near the start, and then we just come find the car afterwards, which would be about a mile walk?
Yeah, or the shuttle.
Oh, the shuttle. See, I've already forgotten about the shuttle, so we'll try to find this shuttle, which would be the first time the Richmond Marathon has done that. As far as I know, maybe they did it last year and we just didn't know.
They probably didn't offer it for an 8K.
And the problem with the good thing with the shuttle, it sounds like, is that we're checking our bags and the bag pickup is probably a good quarter mile or more from the finish line going in the opposite direction of the way we need to walk back to our car. So that shuttle might be a real good idea. We're full of good ideas this morning, like running in freezing cold. All right, let's see if we can find a place to park. We're down here. There's thousands of people. I'm not going to find Tim. We got here late. He says he's headed over to the start, and we are haven't even checked our bags yet, and we're still several blocks away from that. So, Tim, so sorry, man. Not gonna be able to come find you because we just didn't get going early enough, and I don't know. Should have made plans to meet up with you last night. Next time.
Do not turn unless directed to do so. We want to thank Richmond Police Department, Richmond Ambulance Authority, and the Richmond Fire Department for their continued support of the marathon. Each agency plays an important role to help ensure the safety.
We still got several blocks to go. Check our bags. Because my face is freezing.
It's cold.
That's the first wave right there.
Okay, right, go. Start. Go the first wave.
That's
the first wave. Those are the fast runners. I wonder if everybody's going to push up some. It'll take a minute, won't it? A minute or so?
It'll take a minute.
Right now it's about 7:30. Oh, 7:30? All right, so we got about 15 minutes before our wave goes off. Saw a couple people we knew, Jenny Ritchie from Ashland. Met a guy. This is really weird. We met a guy in the Portage online whose name was Brian and his middle name was David.
Brian David.
That's kind of a weird combination, isn't it? Brian David, whatever your last name is.
All right, in this clip right here, we're talking about a guy that we saw that looked like a friend of ours named Kevin that we know from town. Couldn't tell it was him. We were sitting here debating whether it was him or not, and then we determined that it was him, and it was him. So we ended up running with him. We hooked up with him after the race.
He's pretty fast. He did the 10K and had the Harvest run.
Looks like Kevin. No, I don't think he'd be the type that would do a selfie.
Yeah.
So, no, that's probably not him. But I don't think he's that tall either.
Doesn't look like him a little bit. He's here. He had some heart problems, like, this last year. And he had some procedure done. So, it was, like, his first big race. So he did the 10K in, like, 53 minutes.
All right, we're moving along. We should have less than 10 minutes. Maybe less than 10 minutes before we start.
Make sure you're careful and watch the step as you're going through.
No, that's not him. That don't look like him.
That looks like him.
Sure does, doesn't it?
Get excited! Yeah. How are you guys doing?
It's okay if you watch the break.
So obviously we figured out that it was Kevin, so we started talking to him. He's really nice. He's a really nice guy.
So you tapered hard then.
Huh?
You tapered hard then.
I did, my taper worked well. I didn't run it all this past week, but I did.
I got two.
Is he that tall? I've just never seen him. No, that's not. He's wearing tech stuff.
Yeah, you got to show your Liberty colors.
This is going on a solid room.
Yeah, I already left mine.
I think I might have worn it three times since I bought it.
I got like a Carhartt one off the clearing track, and I was wearing it last night. I was like, I don't really want to give this thing up. It's nice. It's
like, you got a time goal or just run
10? I'm going to run 10 minutes. We'll try to run 10 minute miles.
We're going to try to do a 10-215. I got a little pace band right here.
Patrick Henry, what, 220?
Yeah.
Sammy? Yeah. I did it. I told you I did that. 10K in 53.
Yeah, you just tell me that.
I just felt good, and I thought I'd do flat out. But there's no way. So I'm just looking for 10.
That's good for old man.
I know. I felt
start.
We're gone. Hard enough already.
All right, good luck, Kevin. Hope you get your time going, man. It's good to finally get going. Once we get in that sun. All right, feels good to get started. All right, about 3.2 miles in. How you feeling?
So far, so good, warming up.
Yeah, once we got the sun. So, I got rid of the sweatshirt, the hat, and the gloves. We looked for Tim at the marathon start when it came out on Broad Street and went parallel to our course. Saw the different pace groups go by. So, Tim, we looked for you. Not sure if we saw you or not, or if you passed us. Sorry I didn't get a chance to meet up with you.
Here's the 150 here. I haven't seen any pace.
5.4 miles. I haven't seen any pace groups either. How you holding up, Brian?
This far, so good. Almost halfway there.
I'm running with the police flag. See that?
Yeah, I saw
it. I gave him a heads up.
All right. We're in our park here.
Hey, get ready to go.
We have some hill.
Yeah, we're hoping to see our friend Kevin here with at the start. We weren't sure it was him, but it turned out it was him. Part of the course here has where you run against the people ahead of you going the other direction. So we'll see if we see him. Yeah, there are hills in here, aren't there?
I think so.
Like this one right here. Like this one?
Yeah.
I don't see him.
Alright, about 9.1 miles. About 133 in. Brian's in the Port-a-John. We're trying to make 215. So far, we're on pace for that. And we're hoping to do that. He's gonna catch up to me here. Here we go.
Here we go.
Thanks. I had to go to the bathroom really bad.
Neighborhood where Bob grew up.
All right, we're on pace to run 215. We made our 10-mile mark at 14 seconds to spare in the bank. Yeah, we're banking seconds at this point. That's even with multiple potty breaks. So we got to run now. I don't know. I think we can make it. But at what cost? At what cost? Alright. About 12 and a half mile mark. 6:56 on my watch. So I think we'll make the 2:15. Unless we fall down and get hurt.
We got this.
Somebody back there's got some really strong lungs for this late in the race.
Last turn, last turn.
All right, last turn. Oh no, there's one more left turn up here. Eventually we're gonna get that straight away to Browns Island, right?
Yeah.
Almost there. Alright, second to last turn. There's Donnie. Donnie!
Help, Donnie!
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Dude, we're crushing it today for some old men.
Oh, okay. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm glad it's the last turn.
Where'd you get him from? Where'd you pick him from?
We saw you over there at past the Ash Center, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so good seeing you all.
All right, Donnie. Good
care.
To see you, man.
Good
job. Thanks. That's cool. Heck, I thought he was too. He don't want to come back up this hill. Just let him run. Wow, that's a cool view up ahead. Dude, we're gonna get it like by 2 minutes. Woo. 2:10, 50 seconds. Got about 3/10 to go. I think we're gonna be real close. Maybe less than that. Oh, we got 2/10 to go. 2/10. Yeah, we'll get that. Oh, dude, I'm glad we made her.
Yeah.
Crazy time goal.
Really go.
It looks like we will make it. See some of the same people the whole day. Is that 13 on yours?
Yeah. 34 at mine.
All right. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've run that fast ever. Get ourselves a nice little cutesy picture here. Yeah, if we run together. Oh, yeah. Look at that lady kicking it right there in the blue shirt. Like a tenth to go. We're going to be inside 213. That's amazing. Wow. I feel like 212, 40 something. Oh man, we're getting past. Thank God, that's over. 212.56, unofficial. Woo. Oh my goodness. Good job, bro. Alright. Glad that's done. Wow. Thank you. God, this thing is big for a half.
For a half
marathon. Dang, that's heavy as my
guy.
Wow, this is big.
Finally hit 13.1 on my device.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Other halves we've done, this one's never hit.
Oh, it's never registered.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
All right, that was good. All right, so we found our car. We were a deck higher than we thought. We bailed our friend Kevin out of, he didn't have his wallet, and he parked in a deck he thought he had to pay in. And we waited 20 minutes or so to get out of that, or actually 30 minutes, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a lot.
It's still freezing cold, and we're going to go get a bite to eat. All right, so it took a while to get the bag from the bag check, so I think I'm going to try to game the system next year, and let me see if I can figure this out. So we ran in Corral E, so the key is to actually sign up for a faster seed time, or whatever you call it, which puts you in a farther corral up. And you start with that corral?
No, you can start wherever you
start
want, as long as it's a slower corral.
Oh, you start wherever you want, as long as it's a slower corral. That way, when you go get your bag, you go to that. UPS did all the bag check. There'll be no line. The biggest line was the one we were in, because that was, we finished with everybody we started with. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Hopefully, oh, good. It's free.
Boom.
So parking was free today. Both, we've been in two parking decks already. What does your car's thermometer say? 32.
38.
Nah, it ain't 38.
That definitely wasn't in that parking deck.
That is colder than, it is colder than 38 degrees. Feels colder. It's 30, yeah, it is, because it's 37 now. No wonder.
It's dropping like a rock.
Dropping like a rock. All right. Mission now is to get something to eat. I'm starving.
Dave out.
Out.
All right, so the official finish time was 2 hours, 12 minutes, 56 seconds, which was below the 2:15 estimated finish time. Pretty pleased with that effort. A couple of years ago, I ran 2:08 in this on that same course, which is pretty good because I've put on a little weight. I'm about 2:15 now, 215 pounds. Not happy with that, but, you know, working on it. The Richmond Half Marathon is just a great event. I really do like it, and that's going to be my fall half marathon. I've got to the point where I would, of course, rather do the Richmond Full Marathon, because it's, I just think the whole event, all events, the 8K, the half marathon, and the full marathon, I've done all three now. It's just a great event, in my opinion. It's beautiful course, cool finish area and all that, and I always see people that I know. However, training for a full marathon in the fall requires a lot of hot weather training, which I have talked about before in the podcast. I just don't think that's good for me. I don't feel like it's doing me any benefit. It just feels like I'm completely draining myself. And in some ways, it almost feels like it's not healthy to do it. But I can train for the half, and I can kind of cram a little bit when the weather changes, and that's kind of what Brian and I did, and we just had a great day. We ran the whole thing together. We got split up a few times very, very minimally, but I really do like it, and I think that's going to be my fall go-to race. I really like it. I only do a couple half marathons. The staples are going to be that one. I'll do the early bird sign up again because it's cheap. If you sign up right away, like they'll send out an email in a few days offering it, and I'll probably go ahead and sign up for 2018. Patrick Henry half, and then the Dahlgren Heritage Trail half marathon, which is in February. But that might coincide with the race I've got set for February, which is kind of a surprise. Let me talk about that for a second. So it's called the Light to Light 50 Miler. It's on February 3rd, 2018. Starts at 6 a.m. It's a 50 miler from, let's see, it's Currituck Beach. It's down in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Currituck Beach Light Station, which is in Corolla, North Carolina. And then it goes through a portion of the Cape Hatteras National Seashore, along the coast of the scenic Barrier Islands of North Carolina, which is Route 12, to the Bodie Island Lighthouse, and then it finishes at a place called Jeanette's Pier. Looks like there'll be a party at the end. It's limited to 100 runners, and being that people finish all different times during a 50-miler, I don't know how big the party's going to be. But this is probably my favorite venue. I did a race down here called the Graveyard 100K back in 2011, I think it was, which started in Nag's Head and went to Hatteras. So this is the upper portion of that. And so once this is complete, I'll have run most of the Outer Banks, Barrier Islands, point to point. This was a little bit of an impulse sign up. I saw this friend, John King, a member of Team Incognito, had in one of our message boards, he had posted a link to it. And I looked at the date, had a brief conversation with my wife about it, and then went ahead and pulled the trigger. Now, this is in, my spring race was going to be the Belmonte 50K, which is March, let's see, looking that up here. It's a 50-miler as well, but I've been wanting to do this race for a while, and I didn't think I could handle the 50-miler through the mountains, so I went ahead and did the 50K. It's March 10th, so I've got a month and a week between ultras, and I think I'll be okay. I'll run the 50 miler or run walk that, and then do the Belmonte a month later. That's in the Blue Ridge Mountains. I'm really looking forward to both of these. And when I signed up for the Light the Light 50, that's when the light switch went on in my head, and I got the motivation again. And so backing up a few weeks prior to quote tapering for this half marathon, I did 2 30-plus-mile weeks, which was great because it's a great platform to springboard up into 35 to 40, and then peaking out at 50 plus miles for a couple weeks before, or sometime in early January, mid January, right? A couple weeks out of the 50 miler, and then taper for that. So I've got a plan now. I've marked back in my calendar. I got my weekly mileage goals. Main thing being, I had to get up to that 30 mile mark for the week, and then now I'm doing the two runs on the weekend, with the exception of this weekend because I'm on call for work. And so, pretty excited about this 50 miler. It's gonna be first. It's an inaugural race. Hopefully, it'll continue. It looks like it benefits the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So I think the race director. Is going to be somebody that I have not encountered before. But it says typical all runners receive t-shirts, finishers receive a finisher item, top three males and females will get awards. That doesn't apply to me. There's four aid stations, and first aid stations at mile 17, then mile 29, 37, and then 44. No pacers. If anybody wants to run with you, they have to be a registered runner. But they will allow crew to access you at any of the aid stations, any other public parking lot or beach access. And there are a lot of those, especially, and they'll be very available in February down at the beach. So I'm going to have my wife do that, my daughter. We will go down the night before, do the race on Saturday, get a motel, a hotel room right there near the start. I think they got a deal on something. And then come home that night. I figure I could probably do it in 12 hours. So, and that's about a 3 to 3.5 hour drive from our house. So it's completely doable altogether, and I'm pretty excited about it. Then the Belmonte on March 10th is the other one. And that's going to be in the mountains, and that's going to be hopefully a really nice so that's limited to 350 people, and it's a 50-mile, 50K, and 25K, and I've signed up for the 50K. So those are the plans. I'll be talking more about that as time goes on, of course. I always have plenty to talk about when I'm training for an ultra. Let me do a couple shout-outs, and then I want to talk about my mistake with meeting up with a fellow podcast listener this weekend. I just want to apologize to him, and then I'll there's a couple emails and email bags. So got to do a shout-out to my friend Bubba. Bubba commutes from Ashland to Charlottesville, and he has told me that he listens to the podcast. He's not much on the email situation, so he tells me verbally what he thinks of the show, and I've been amiss because I haven't done a shout-out to him. So, Bubba, thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate you listening to it. Bubba used to be a distance runner. I guess once you're a distance runner, I guess you always are. He's done some marathons over the years, Chicago and some other big city stuff, and I don't know if he really does much anymore. Haven't seen him out in any long stuff. We did the Shamrock Half together many years ago, maybe 2007 or 2008. That's the one that's down in the Virginia Beach area. And so, Bubba, thanks for listening to the show. And also want to do a shout-out to my friend Chris Colby. Chris Colby just had a son and his wife, Baby. We call her Baby. They just had a baby, Stuart. And my wife, Monica, and I were asked to be the godparents of Stuart. And he was baptized back on November 4th last week, which just was also coincidentally my 22nd wedding anniversary. So Monica and I have been married 22 years, which is pretty cool. Gets better and better, as they say. And so, Chris, appreciate you listening to the show. Chris is not a distance runner. He's a swimmer. But we've become good friends. We go to the same church and have a lot of same interests. And he says he listens to the podcast, even though it's about running. So I want to give a shout-out to him. And then I want to apologize to my friend Tim Cleary. He came up and ran the Richmond Marathon. Ran, let's see, I looked up his time. Incredible, 4:06:01. Tim is 59 years old, and that is an outstanding finish time for a marathon. I'm younger than him, and I can't even get that. So I think it's awesome. I also wanted to let you know, Tim, that we just didn't plan well enough Saturday morning to get down there early enough to come over and find you. What I should have done was made a plan to meet up with you, even if just briefly, Friday night, the night before. Instead of talking to you on the phone, I should have just tried to meet up with you. And then what happened was, after the race, we had a ride to get back, and then my daughter was up in New York City. She was on her way back. She marched in the parade up there, and I just had a lot of things to do here, and I kind of got a little self-centered and just had to take care of some personal things. And so I apologize for not being able to meet up with you. We just didn't have time to come over to your start to find you. But I will say that we were looking for you repeatedly when the marathoners were running up Broad Street parallel to the half marathoners. There was like two parallel routes going the same distance, same direction, just on both sides of the median. We saw the pace groups going by. So I was trying to figure out what your pace group might be, and I didn't really know. So we looked as long as we could until the course is pulled off. And then, as it turns out, if you ran 4:06, then more than likely you were probably maybe 200 yards behind what we were looking for. So there was a possibility we would have seen you, but it didn't happen. And I just said, I'm sorry about that. I really wish we could have met up. I ended up running into some other people. But it sounds like I got your email. It sounds like you liked the course, and I think I might accept your invitation to come down to Chattanooga. You said you have 6 ultras and 6 full marathons there over the course of a year. That's pretty spectacular. And I don't think Chattanooga is really that far. I think I maybe a 6-hour drive from here, if I'm not mistaken. Let me check on that. Okay, it's a little farther than I thought. I checked on it. It looks like it's almost 8 hours, about 540 miles. That's pretty far. So that would require a little extra day. So my guess is, I guess you guys probably stayed Saturday night and probably traveling back on Sunday to Chattanooga, Tim, I'm guessing. I'm wondering if y'all flew or not. That might be easier to fly from the Richmond area down to there. So let me look at the schedule and let me give that some thought. And I appreciate the invitation. And again, my apologies for not being able to find you yesterday. I do feel bad about that. Because at least we got a chance to talk on Friday night on the phone. That's the consolation. All right. There's a couple emails, an email bag. Let's check out the email bag section of the show. All right. Heard from Down Under Dave, and heard from him right after I did the last show, which was back in October. He said, good to hear from you. I was lucky enough to get the computer to download your last podcast, which I really enjoyed. He was talking about the 81-year-old listener named Keith. Is amazing. My hero. I want to pass him my email address, as I would love to chat to him as one old fart to another. He says, your upcoming ultra sounds exciting, but I couldn't catch his name. I'd like to look it up on the internet. Could you please repeat it? So, that's going to be the Belmonte 50K or 50-miler. And if you just, it's B-E-L. Space M-O-N-T-E, and you should be able to find that. It's in the Blue Ridge Mountains. He also said, I too hope that we meet up someday. One day, if I win the lottery, I'll be over quick. He said the weather's been crappy, and he is going to go on next June. He's going to be doing the 250K Big Red Run in the Simpson Desert again next June. That's 250 kilometers. And I talked about that last year. That race is held over in the Simpson Desert, which is in Australia. That's where Down Under Dave lives. And that desert is about 68,000 square miles. I just happen to know that because I looked that up on the internet. Anyway, Dave, good to hear from you. I wish you all the best on that. The first one he did was back in 2015. And he says by now he's forgotten how hard and painful it was. And I think I remember you sending me some pictures, or you checked in by email a few times when you did that. So that's a 6-day stage race, which David does. And I will send, I'm going to pass your email to Keith, Dave, just like you requested. I'll make a note to do that. I hadn't done it yet, and I'll do that. So good to hear from you. Thanks for the email. I did hear from a listener named Jens, who he's got a website called runrepeat.com. It's a TripAdvisor type of thing for running shoes, and he's founder and CEO of the website, plus a former competitive runner. And he wanted to do an interview, and I was trying to arrange some time to do it. And Jens, I really just have to apologize to you, and I sent you an email about this. I really just barely have enough time to put out a show with just doing a monologue and trying to coordinate and talk with somebody else, and then I'm going to have to cancel or reschedule. I just feel bad that I would waste your time with the rescheduling, and it was bad enough that I didn't get back to you an email soon enough. So at this point, I just have to pass until I find some more time. Things have just been really hectic, and that's why it's even hard for me to get 2 shows out a month, but I want to change that. But I just wanted to apologize to you. That was Jens that I reached out to, wanted to participate in the podcast with an interview in reference to his website. But I did check it out, and he does not accept any advertisers. So if you go to runrepeat.com, you might find some information there that I think you'll find helpful. And especially when you have a situation where someone does not accept advertising, then to me that should be a pretty pure opinion. Or perspective on things, and it's not influenced by anything else. Again, good to hear from you. I'm sorry you had to send me an additional email, but I just wanted to be honest with you. I just don't have the time right now. Then, of course, I heard from Tim. He's very happy with his 406 finish. He likes the course. It was a little cool. Hopefully we can meet at another race. That was just downright cold, in my opinion. And I'm just not so sure that I'll be able to you know, run at temperatures like that all the time. I was going to run today here Sunday, but it's still cold enough. I just decided to bag it and start again tomorrow. I'm working the evening, so I'll have a lot of time in the morning before I go to work to get in a couple, several training runs this week, as well as a couple gym workouts, and then get back to my double runs on the weekend. The email is ashlanddave@gmail.com. If you want to check in, that'd be great to hear from you. I'll have another show out in a few weeks, as always. Appreciate you listening and download the show. Very grateful that you came along. I've got a couple things I guess I'll talk about in the next show in reference to preparing for the ultra marathon that I'm going to do. One's going to be a mountain run, and then the other is going to be a flat run. And so there's going to be two different types of situations there. And if you've listened to the show before, you know I like the road ultras. I really do like that. I'm not a huge trail runner. I don't have anything against it. It's just not something I seek out. I actually really like the idea of running on a straight road for a very long time because of the mental challenge that it requires. I don't know why. I just do. And I like the loop courses as well. So I'll have more information about those things in the next podcast, which will be coming out soon. I hope you come back for that at ashlanddave.podbean.com. You can go to iTunes and search Ashland Dave or Running in the Center of the Universe. In the store, you'll find the podcast. Most of the reviews there are positive. There's, I think, one or two negative ones there. You can make up your own mind after you listen to the show. But if you do like the show, if you could leave comments there, that'd be great. That way other people who are looking for the show, who are like-minded as you, might give the show a chance and can increase the listeners. Not to make more money, just to get information out and just to hear from more people in the email bag, which is at ashlanddave@gmail.com. So that's it for this show. I appreciate you listening. This is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish, keep on running, and don't forget to hug your kids. Y'all have a good week. We'll be right back.